History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, I think we all have a little Tim the Toolman Taylor in us. It's Anthony on K-Frog. We feel like we can always tackle those house projects, no problem, but somewhere down the road, an injury is just waiting to happen. Okay, so here's mine. I decided, you know what? I'm going to build my wife and I a brand new bed frame for our bed. The one that we had was garbage. I thought, you know what? Why spend more than what we need to? I'll get some wood. I'll get, you know, everything that I need. No problem. The brackets, you name it. Done deal. So I'm in our room and I had the dumbest idea to lay a piece of wood up against my leg. I had to hold it up because I didn't want to drill with the wood on the floor, and then I drill down, it goes into the floor, because that would be silly. So I thought, why not hold it up with my leg? So I'm holding this piece of wood up, and I have the drill, and the drill bit's going in, and all of a sudden, I feel it in my thigh. And what was so silly is I threw the drill in reverse as if like it really went deep. No, it punctured the skin a little bit. I was a little dramatic, of course. So I zipped the drill out and I start yelling for Tori. I'm like, oh my gosh, something happened. Thankfully, it was not terrible. Didn't need stitches or anything like that. But just so you know, if you are going to be doing some house projects, working with wood and drills, don't lean it up against a body part. But make me feel better. Tell me how you got hurt doing your house project. You can call or text 1-888-431-3764. I'm sure Russell Dickerson's got an injury or two. We'll check in with him coming up in 6 minutes. Get the bandages ready. We're talking about those house projects that you were doing and you suffered a little bit of an injury. It's Anthony on K-Frog for me. I took a drill bit to the leg. Did not feel good. Would not recommend that. If you are going to be woodworking, just keep the wood away from all body parts. Let's bring in Russell Dickerson, who's our special guest co-host for the week while Kelly is out. Russ, let's hear it. Last home project you were doing, were you left with a boo-boo?
I don't know, dude. I feel like I'm always very aware of saws and stuff. Well, this wasn't a project, but on the 4th of July, I almost became a statistic. I had like the shells that you're supposed to drop down in the tube and then they shoot up and explode, you know? And I was just chucking them in the yard and the fuse just seared right. I was holding it and then throwing it and the fuse just like seared right underneath my thumb and it's still hurting to this day.
That wasn't this 4th of July.
Yes, this was like a couple weeks ago.
This was?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you've seen the stories on the news.
I know, bro. I know. I almost became a statistic.
I mean, I almost ended up with a peg leg, so who am I to shun you for playing with fireworks?
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.